Okay, Annie, we're back again.
Yes.
We didn't think we'd have to be back, but we're back because we forgot about the index, which you'll be glad to know we're not going to read through now. But what we are going to do is make use of this disc to go over the most important parts of the course.
Mm-hmm.
Grammatical points where Spaniards always make mistakes. Okay, so I'm going to put you through your paces. We're going to do a potpourri, touching on different points, okay?
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Annie está nerviosa, por cierto.
Un poquito, porque me va a hacer un test, el gran test.
Yeah, no te preocupes, you'll be fine, okay? Don't worry. Bien, what we're going to do first then is just work on irregular verbs.
Mm-hmm.
Every day and yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll start using recently. So we'll look at the verb itself in the present, then in the past, and then using, of course, the participle. For example, every day I beat, yesterday I beat, and recently I've...
Beaten.
Good, okay? Muy fácil. Bien, Annie, todos los años me resfrío.
Every year I catch a cold.
¿Y el año pasado?
Last year I caught a cold.
Good, y últimamente no me he resfriado.
Lately I haven't got a cold.
I haven't caught a cold. Again?
Lately I haven't caught a cold.
Lately I haven't caught a cold. Muy bien. Ayer empecé.
Yesterday I began.
Y todos los días empiezo de nuevo.
Every day I begin.
Again.
Every
day I begin again. Muy bien. ¿Y mi jefe?
My boss, what?
Pues empieza todos los días también.
My boss begins every day.
What time does he begin work, for example? Does he begin at 5 o'clock or at 7 o'clock?
At 7 o'clock.
Okay, con el verbo?
Every day he begins at 7 o'clock.
Or he begins at 7 o'clock. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Lo que nunca se puede decir es he begins every day at 7 o'clock. Referencias al tiempo, como tú bien sabes, no se pueden colocar
mm-hmm.
en medio de una oración, ¿ok?
Se colocan al final.
Sí, normalmente al final, pero a veces puedes colocarla al principio de la mm-hmm. frase, ¿ok? Bien, yo siempre compro papel higiénico azul en el supermercado.
I always buy blue toilet paper at the supermarket.
Good, pero ayer... compré papel higiénico amarillo.
But yesterday I bought yellow toilet paper.
But yesterday I bought yellow toilet paper. Muy bien. Pero nunca, nunca jamás he comprado papel higiénico rojo.
But I never bought red toilet paper.
Good. Mi compañero compra papel higiénico verde.
My colleague always buy...
¿Qué no. persona es tu colleague?
No me has dejado terminar.
Entonces.
My colleague always buys...
Bien.
Green toilet paper.
My colleague always buys green toilet paper. Muy bien. Cambiamos de verbo. Dibujar. ¿Qué es?
Draw.
Good. Siempre dibujo cuando estoy hablando al teléfono.
I always draw while I'm speaking at the telephone.
On the phone. Mejor, on the phone.
On the phone. I always draw when I'm on the phone.
Good. I always draw when I'm on the phone. Muy bien, Annie. Y ayer dibujé una florecita.
Yesterday I drew a florecita. A little flower.
A little flower. Muy bien, ok. Ayer encontré 2 euros. Wow.
Yesterday I found 2 euros.
Good. Nunca he encontrado 2 euros antes.
I've never found 2 euros before.
Mi madre siempre me escribe los domingos.
My mother always writes to me on Sunday.
Good. My mother always writes to me on Sunday. And yesterday?
Yesterday she wrote to me.
Good. ¿Y recently? How many times has she written to you? Has she written to you a lot or not very much?
And recently, she has written to me a lot.
And recently, she's written to me a lot. Good. Bien, Annie, ya tienes esta agilidad que es tan importante. Pero tienes que seguir practicando, ¿eh?
Vale, lo haré.